It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The MTA's latest efforts to reduce fare evasion are about appealing to New Yorkers' morality. The chairman of the MTA, Jana Lieber, says people who do pay their fares feel like, quote, suckers when they see others skipping it. WNYC's Stephen Nesson explains.
On a recent morning at J Street MetroTech, I posed this question to commuters.
Do you really feel like a sucker?
I don't feel like a sucker because I feel like some people have it, some people don't.
That's 40-year-old Far Rockaway resident Kelly Johnson. In fact, she says she always asks people standing near the turnstile if they need a swipe.
You never know what people going through nowadays. You can't get mad at people wanting to get to work and do all this just to make money.
48-year-old Bed-Stuy resident Donnie Jennings would never call himself a sucker, but he pays his fare and wishes others would too.
Everybody's suffering outside. We're going through COVID and you can't afford a lot of things, man. Everything's going up and everybody's trying to survive.
But 34-year-old Sarah Rothberg from Greenpoint isn't bothered.
I feel like good for them and jump the turnstile, I don't care.
Rothberg has an idea for how to level the playing field.
I think that transportation is a right of a city and I think it should be free for everyone.
At Broadway Junction, 20-year-old Tiana Rodriguez says an open exit is an invitation to a free ride.
I'm walking through the door. If it's open, it's open. That was God's sign saying to save my money.
That's money the MTA says it needs to run the system. It expects to lose over $500 million this year to fare evasion across the system, a small fraction of the agency's multi-billion dollar budget. But it's not all about the money. Chairman Lieber also likes to point to the fact that some people stopped for fare evasion are wanted for other crimes or have guns on them. At the Fulton Street station in Lower Manhattan, 65-year-old Annette Renault from Bed-Stuy says everyone skipping the fare has a story, and she shares her story about a time in her life when she couldn't pay.
I was once living in a domestic violence shelter, and I needed to make meetings. And there were times I had no funds, but I had to be there, because if I wasn't there, then my case would get closed.
To show how desperate that time was, she opens her mouth wide and points to one of her front teeth that's missing. It was knocked out, she says.
So no, I don't feel like a sucker when I see them jumping the turnstile.
This summer, the MTA is creating a blue ribbon panel to find ways to reduce fare evasion that isn't solely relying on a police response, which in the past has predominantly targeted people of color. The panel is also looking at an education program for teens, and it will start thinking about a redesigned exit gate that doesn't allow people to just walk in without paying. The results are expected this fall. Stephen Nesson, WNYC News.